Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
One in the first, one in the second, three in the third. That's how the Sioux City Musketeers got to five. The Blackhawks with first and second period goals. And just a couple of shots credited to them in the third period in a 5-2 loss. Here's how it happened. Our post-game scoring summary is presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Sioux City took the lead 8 minutes and 32 seconds into the game during a power play. A pass across the top of the crease from Brian Nicholas found Caden Shahan, and he was left with an open side. Shahan scoring a power play goal at the 8:32 mark, assisted by Nicholas as well as Giacomo Martino. That gave Sioux City a 1-0 lead. The Blackhawks tied it up about 8 minutes later. The puck was along the end boards behind the Sioux City net and was worked loose by Jakub Altrichter in his first game as a Blackhawk. Altrichter got it back towards the post at the left of Samuel Urban, and before the netminder could slide over to block the chance, Aero Butella had put it in. Butella's first goal as a Blackhawk, scored at the 16:26 mark, assisted by Altrichter. The score held 1-1 for the remainder of the period. Sioux City went back in front at 9:39 of the second when the puck was in the neutral zone, came off the boards on the left wing side and left Joseph Mentz with a lot of room to step in and take a couple of strides into a shot from the top of the right circle. That hit the crossbar and went down and in. Mentz's goal, assisted by Gavin Gary, made it 2-1 Sioux City. But the Blackhawks would get a goal from a defenseman just a matter of minutes later. 13:29 when Jaden Kerr came up the ice 2-on-1. Kerr had a look and decided to take it and put his shot up over the left shoulder of Sioux City Musketeers netminder Samuel Urban. Kerr's first of the season, assisted by Adams Linka at 13:29. It was 2-2, and that was all the scoring for the first 40 minutes. In the third, the Musketeers broke the 2-2 tie at the 8-minute mark. Jonah Agerter got up the ice on right wing, able to get a shot away as it looked like the Blackhawks had at least a couple of opportunities to break up the rush, but never could really do so. The Musketeers persisted, and Agerter with a goal that it looked like Calvin Vachon got a piece of, went off of him and in, inside the post at his right. Agerter from Liam Hupka and Max Strand at the 8-minute mark in the third to make it a 3-2 Sioux City lead. That proved to be the game-winning goal. The Musketeers would add another during a power play at 11:18. It was near the end of the advantage. Finn Loftus handling the puck at the top of the left circle, saucered one down to the bottom of the ring for Caden Shahan. He scored from there on a sharp-angled chance that eluded Calvin Vachon and was the insurance goal that gave the Musketeers the multi-goal lead that neither team had been able to manage at any point in the game. Shahan's second, assisted by Finn Loftus, a power play goal at 11:18. The Blackhawks lifted Calvin Vachon with about 4 minutes left to go, and the Musketeers got an empty netter after a near empty net tally by Samuel Urban trying from beside his own net. Sioux City did get an empty net conversion at 17:42. Easton Jacobs putting it in from near the Blackhawk blue line after making his way through the neutral zone and avoiding a couple of Blackhawks challenging him for the puck. The goal to Jacobs, assisted by Ty Hansen and Jordan Run, the empty netter at 17:42. The Hawks had two power plays in the game in the opening period and did not score. Sioux City scored on a first period power play and a third period power play to finish the night 2-4-5. In the third period, Sioux City credited with a dozen shots on goal, while the Blackhawks had two. The game totals favored the Musketeers, 30 shots on net to 15. The win to Samuel Urban, he made 13 saves to get it. The loss to the Hawks' Calvin Vachon, stopping 25 of 29 that he faced, plus the Sioux City empty netter for their 30th shot on goal this evening. That's our post-game scoring summary. Fall is lawn season. especially after a tough summer. This is the time to take care of your lawn and make sure it's green and lush in 2024. Stop into Ted's Home and Hardware as you prepare to fall fertilize. Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale can help with your project at 3550 Lafayette Road. The Blackhawks play on, trying to take something from this trip west as they go to Sioux Falls for a Saturday night matchup. But the Friday night weekend opener starts with a 5-2 loss in Sioux City.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.